Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Toning up for summer is the title of the conversation that Liesl and I are going to have. We are mere days away from summer, Liesl, and everybody should be toned up already by now, shouldn't they?
There's no pressure. This is the nice thing. You just do what you do, have your own goals, your own fitness journey, and I thought we'd just share some toning tips. A lot of people, and especially us women, are so scared of using weights and working out with weights. We're so scared to try new workouts, and I thought I'd just challenge everyone. Try one new workout a month. Work out for at least 30 minutes and add some weights into your strength work. So look at adding dumbbells, kettlebells. Don't be scared of those sandbags, those medicine balls, barbells, any weight training, because that's a nice way to bring strength into your workouts. And you'll see a lot of the runners, the triathletes, the cyclists, their workouts don't just consist, and I'm talking about the elites, their workouts are not just them being on the bike and cycling as far and as much as they can. They also alternate with some weight training to bring in some strength work. So I thought, let's just focus on that. Ask your questions, because I know a lot of people, it just feels so overwhelming when you think, oh, I'm going to have to go and lift weights. I have to be one of those strong people at the gym that lifts a lot. You don't actually have to worry about being the strongest out there or lifting the most. You just need to be able to do what you can physically do, just to bring in some extra strength, to add some functional strength into your workout. And when I say functional, I mean everyday movement. So sitting on the chair, picking up boxes, picking up things and moving about. And that's where the weight training comes in. But I thought I'd get a doctor, a medical doctor and Herbal Life Nutrition Advising Board member, Dr. Sivu, just to give us some benefits of why weight training is important.
As a person who works in the healthcare sector, fitness and nutrition are important to me. So eating right and staying active and healthy are some of the fundamental requirements to function at our level best. So whether you're still working from home or you're back at the office, it's quite important to stay active and healthy throughout the day. This can include stretching between meetings, doing desktop yoga, or walks around the office park if you're at the office, or partaking in group activities such as fitness challenges, marathons, or even classes, whatever gets you excited and active. Now, for those looking for more intense workouts, weight training has so many benefits. It has the potential to boost your health and fitness, improve your bone density, muscle endurance, and increase your overall strength. Now, if you're trying to get fitter, stronger, and leaner, remember that this takes time. You need to set realistic goals, and remember that everything can be achieved through dedication, hard work, and having a plan to follow to ensure that you work towards your wellness and fitness goals. Now, as much as the above-mentioned points are great, it's important to combine training with good nutrition. We need to fuel our bodies with the right food, supplements, and snacks. In order to eat right, we need to have a balance in our nutritional intake. Now, here are some important points to note. It's recommended that what we eat overall daily is made up of 30% protein, 30% healthy fats, 40% carbohydrates, and 25 grams of fiber, and then with micronutrients being our vitamins and minerals to ensure that we keep well hydrated and also get plenty of rest. You also need to get into a routine that involves cooking and prepping all your meals, especially if you live a very busy life. Having a plan of what you want to eat also takes the guessing out of preparing your meals and also helps eliminate unnecessary and unhealthy snacking. And also play around with your ingredients when you're doing various meals, because it makes them more exciting and less bland. And lastly, shakes are loaded with nutrients and have great benefits. They contain protein, fiber, and essential vitamins and minerals, and are great when you're on the go or when you don't have time to meal prep. They can also help increase your daily fruit and veg intake. For more information and tips, recipes, go on to www.herballife.co.za, or you can follow Herbalife South Africa on both Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for your time.
That's Dr. Sivu just giving us some tips and reasons why staying toned and using weighted exercise is important for summer. But also, I love the nutritional tips, because sometimes we get lost along the way. You get so much advice from so many people on what you should be eating, when you should be eating, and what weight should you be doing. And it's just nice to hear from medical doctors. So some nice points there. And I thought I'd just touch on some great ways to work out at home when you're on a tight budget. You don't have to go out and buy any of that expensive equipment. Fill a 1 liter bottle of either fabric softener bottle that's empty or a water bottle with some sand. Use that as a way to work out. Use rice bags or milly bags or any of your fruit bags. Use that as alternative ways of bringing in weights and working out at home. And have fun with it and find alternative ways. I know gyms have reopened, so there are chances for you to get into gyms, but a lot of people are still working out at home. And just get fun and get creative again. At the start of lockdown, we were so excited and energized to do all these at-home workouts, and I think we've kind of lost it along the way. So just to inspire you today, to say, just go out there, look around the house what you have, and use those for at-home weighted workout exercises.
One of the conversations I'd like us to have in a future show is the free weights versus machine weights. Because,
good question.
Because I know that the machines are supposed to help you, particularly with form and movement. But some people say you can't just rely on that. You need the free weights that will then obviously allow you to then work on the functionality of one's body. But we'll turn to
we'll get the experts to answer that for us. I like that. Thanks, Liesl, Africa.
Thank you very much. Liesl back with us tomorrow morning at 5:20 to talk matters fitness. As always, if there's any experience, product, whatever that you think Liesl should try out and talk about on the radio, you can email her, LieselV@702.co.za, LieselV@capetalk.co.za.